This is Chris Hone, and I'm one of the outside attorneys at Thompson Coburn who represented Monsanto at trial.
Let's get started then. The verdict yesterday and today, a significant amount, Monsanto Bayer has been unable to comment due to the gag rule, but that has been lifted now that the trial is over. What is the reaction to the verdict?
So I would like to start by saying we have empathy for Bayer Farms and the Bayer family, but the losses that Mr. Bader's claiming are not related to Monsanto's products and are not related to dicamba. So unfortunately, you know, Bayer Farms is suffering from a soil fungus called armillaria that is invasive and is impacting his orchard and killing his trees. But that is the effect, that is the cause of what Mr. Bader and Bader Farms is experiencing. It's the unrelated root rot called armillaria. And, you know, Monsanto put on multiple expert witnesses who were at the forefront of their specialties in both peach trees and peach tree pathology, and all of them confirmed that dicamba is not impacting Bader Farms, but rather this soil fungus is. And that's unfortunate. It is a soil fungus that's invasive and will progress, but that's what's going on at Bader Farms. And it's completely unrelated to Monsanto's Xtend seed or its Xtend Max herbicide products.
And you told myself and other reporters at an earlier call that there was no evidence of dicamba detected that was presented at the trial in Bader Farms. And you did say that if it were there, it could have been detected, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, the only test that was presented at trial relating to dicamba at Bader Farms was a test conducted by the United States Food and Drug Administration, which was a negative test for the presence of dicamba in hundreds of pounds of Mr. Bader's peaches. So the only concrete evidence of any testing was actually negative.
So Monsanto Bayer, and should we, you know, refer to you as Bayer since you did purchase Monsanto? How should we refer to you?
Monsanto was the defendant in the case throughout, and that's how the company was referred to.
Okay. So, but it is, we will say that, of course, it is part of Bayer. And you plan
correct.
To appeal?
That is correct.
Okay. We received a statement from BASF, another defendant in the trial, who said that they are considering their post-trial options. Can you explain to us, with these jury awards, how that would affect each company, essentially, if you were unsuccessful in your appeal?
So I would echo that comment. We do plan to appeal. We feel very strongly about our appeal. We feel very strongly that we're going to get the jury verdict overturned. So there was no allocation of the compensatory or punitive damages numbers as between Monsanto and BASF, but there was no allocation. And so if those verdicts were not overturned, and we think they will be and should be, but that any allocation would have to be worked out between the companies.
Okay. Brownfield Ag News, who I represent, was unable to attend the trial, but I have seen some reporting on it. And it says that the Bader Farms attorneys accused Bayer and BASF of forming a partnership and a joint agreement to share technologies in an effort to speed their dicamba-based products to market. I see another quote saying that they colluded in the release of Xtend seed. I understand this was a part of the lawsuit, and what was your response to that?
So I think the appropriate way to refer to that would be to say that Bader Farms alleged in this case that BASF and Monsanto were engaged in both a joint venture and a conspiracy. And the evidence at trial was that BASF and Monsanto are and have been fierce competitors and certainly were not engaged in any kind of conspiracy or joint venture. It was very clear, and the evidence was very clear at trial, that Monsanto had its Xtend seed that it was responsible for and marketed, and that Monsanto had its own Xtendimax herbicide, which was in competition with BASF's Ingenia herbicide. So the evidence was very strong and substantial, showing that those two entities are and have been fierce competitors, and there was no evidence that there was any kind of joint venture. In fact, the very, you know, legal agreements between the parties expressly disclaim any kind of joint venture or partnership.
Was there any attempt by your company to speed the product to market before the dicamba herbicide was approved?
No, in the evidence that got presented at trial showed that Monsanto released its Xtend cottonseed in 2015 because of all the multiple benefits associated with that cottonseed and really the need from farmers to try and combat glyphosate-resistant weeds. So when they released that cottonseed in 2015, it had both glufosinate and glyphosate tolerances built into that seed, and it was the best-yielding germplasm that Monsanto had available. And so Monsanto strongly believes and contends that it was appropriate, responsible to sell that seed in 2015, and similarly with its Xtend soybean seed in 2016.
Okay. Want to talk to you a little bit at the end about process, time-wise, on how the appeal will work, but also wanted to, I just lost my train of thought. Let's talk about that. How will that work?
So the process in terms of what's going to happen next?
Yes,
with
sir.
With the case?
Yeah.
So Monsanto will be filing post-trial motions that will go to the trial court that tried the case. And those will address all aspects of the case, including the compensatory and punitive damages awards. And if those are unsuccessful, then the next step would be for Monsanto to file a notice of appeal to take the appeal to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Okay. So you had said earlier there's a 28-day period for the motions and then 30 days after that, something like that?
Yes, approximately.
Okay. Monsanto faces other lawsuits regarding the product and alleged drift damage. Where did those stand, and would this case be a precedent for those?
No, we don't believe so. Bader Farms' case was a unique case, obviously relating to a peach orchard, and the other cases that are currently pending relate to soybeans. So we don't think that there is any correlation or relationship between the Bader Farms case and the other cases.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Chris?
No, other than to really reiterate that we believe that the evidence was uncontroverted at trial, really, that what's impacting Bader Farms is this root rot, which is a unfortunate soil pathogen that is known to kill peach trees in Missouri and has unfortunately landed on Bader Farms. But those losses being claimed in this case don't relate to Monsanto's products.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.